Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Running the option on first down. Hagan has it. He has Rome. He's got one man to beat. Now he pitches to Flanagan, and he may take it all the way. Flanagan's in for the touchdown.
McKinley Wright from the logo.
Oh, got it!
Oh, McKinley Wright.
Breaks a tackle. Touchdown! Touchdown! That's five for Chris Brown.
The defensive Tomlinson.
Got three people down there. The ball's up in the air. Caught. Touchdown. Caught by Westbrook for a touchdown.
I think they like my Colorado swag. Cause when I'm in that play, I don't really know just how to act. And when I'm in it go, you know I'm acting bad. Holly get a bus with my Colorado swag.
Welcome into the DMVR Bucks podcast presented by the American Raptors. I'm Henry Chisholm, and today we are wrapping up some of this positional stuff. I'm going to be flipping to previews of all the games starting in a day or two. I do think that we're getting close to having somebody cover the bus full time here at DMVR. Not the first time I've thought that, though, so fingers are crossed. We'll see what happens. But hopefully here pretty quickly we'll have somebody up at camp who can tell you what's happening at camp, because that's why people would want to be listening to a podcast about the Buffs right now. Like I said, we're going to wrap up these position previews and then get into the schedule this year. I just kind of talk about the opponents, that sort of stuff, and they'll be coming in the next couple days. And who knows? Maybe that's it. Maybe after that, we'll be good to go. But we do still have the offensive line, and then we're going to hit special teams today, which are a couple of kind of fun conversations, but I don't think we're going to take too long to get through it. Just running through this offensive line as it stands right now, it feels like quite a bit of it is maybe not set in stone, but pretty close to it. You bring back quite a bit of last year's line. You know, Frank Philip is probably a starter. Jake Wiley's probably a starter. And you'd imagine they'll keep Jake Wiley on the left and Frank Philip on the right. I don't think that's set in stone, though, because the reason Frank played right last year was because of the shoulder injury that he was recovering from a surgery for, which meant that you wanted his right side on the outside instead of his left side on the outside. So maybe you see a flip there. After spending a full season there this way, I don't think there's much reason to change it, but who knows. On the inside, you know, Tommy Brown's your left guard. I'm not sure if he's back practicing yet, but he's recovering from just kind of like a cleanup procedure in his knee. Not like an ACL thing, just like a cleanup thing that shouldn't take too long. I'm not sure if he's back yet, but when he is back, I'd imagine he'll be the starting left guard. And Casey Roddick, right guard, you know, coming into this offseason, we would have been pretty surprised if Casey wasn't one of the starters, but no, they rotated early on last year, so there was some question. Once Casey went to Pac-12 Media Day and was kind of the representative of that offense, that probably locked up a starting spot for him, and you'd expect that to be at right guard. Then at center is where you have a competition, and that's where Noah Fenske could get in there, or it could be Austin Johnson. Now, you still could see somebody else crack this lineup, but it does feel like there's the odds are that four of those five spots are pretty close to locked in right now. And center's kind of that last little piece. Again, could I mean, that's the thing, is that even like the guys who could get in there are younger. You know, Jared Christian Lichtenhahn, I guess he's technically a sophomore, and so is Jake Wiley, but Jake Wiley also had that redshirt year in there, and so he is a little bit older. It'd be a surprise for Jared Christian Lichtenhahn to kind of jump him from behind. But who knows? You know, that's, he's one of those developmental guys who you expect more junior, senior year to be on the field. Nothing's set in stone, though. You know, Jackson Anderson, Luke Eckert, Edgar Amaya, those are a bunch of really young football players. What, redshirt freshmen, I believe, all of them. So you wouldn't expect them to be in there right away. It feels like these five, with either, you know, Johnson or Fenske, are the starting five. But if things don't go well, you could see some rotation. That's when you could see these younger guys, if they're saying, oh, Jackson Anderson, he's looking pretty nice in camp. If there's an opportunity, we might plug him in there in a game and see what happens. You know, that's more so what this is going to look like, at least from my perspective. Few true freshmen in there as well, with Carter Edwards, Van Wells, Travis Gray. You know, Travis Gray, he's somebody who comes with a lot of hype, obviously. Someday is going to be a starting tackle, you would expect. But again, true freshmen getting on the field, especially as offensive linemen, you just don't see it all that often. So they're all kind of an afterthought this year. It is still a young group overall. I don't think there's a single senior yet. No seniors in this whole offensive line room. So what you see this year could be pretty similar to what you see next year. Now, there are some things like Casey Roddick probably should be a senior, but because of the COVID year, he's not. Could he make the jump to the NFL? Yeah, absolutely. That could be on the table. Tommy Brown, who knows? We haven't seen much from him. The fact that he didn't play all that much in the first few years of his career at Bama, you know, that's not a good sign, but it is Bama, and there have been plenty of really good players who have transferred out of Bama to get playing time and then went on to go to the NFL. The edge rusher from Florida State, Jermaine Johnson, is that his name? I'm blanking on it right now, but he was one. You know, he couldn't get on the field at Bama. He goes to Florida State. Or no, he was Georgia, but it's the same thing. And winds up being a top 10 pick. I'm not saying Frank Phillips a top, or sorry, Tommy Brown's a top 10 pick, but you know, you've seen this sort of thing happen before. He could be trying to make the jump after this year. But barring something like that, and of course barring transfers as well, these five that you get last year, at the very least, will be the incumbents next year. And we'll see. We'll see. I think that pretty basically wraps up the offensive line. It's gotta. Real quick, before we get to special teams. Breckenridge Brewery is how you should be spending your weekend. Whether you actually want to go down to the farmhouse in Littleton, or whether you just want to use the beer locator at breckbrew.com and see where you can pick up beers nearest to you, can't go wrong. Strawberry Sky, hard seltzers, the sodas, the hard sodas. So much good stuff from Breckenridge Brewery. So make sure you're getting some, getting your hands on some of that. There we go. This weekend. Also, DraftKings Sportsbook. Another great way to spend the weekend making some money. These preseason games. There's a way to make a lot of money on the preseason games. So make sure that you're getting in on. It sounds, people hate that. People hate when you say bet on preseason. But you can look through the depth chart and see who's good. Especially as a college sports person. Like, you know all these people. They were all there in the last couple of years. Like, you just look at the quarterbacks. Like, who actually has a good second, third, fourth quarterback? That team's going to win more often than not. That's been the move recently, and it's been working. So make sure that you are getting in on DraftKings, whether you're betting on preseason football or baseball or whatever. You can get a risk-free $1,000 bet when you sign up. You just got to use the code DNVR when you do that. And that first bet, if you miss, you get a free bet back. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And also, FOCO. FOCO has all sorts of sports memorabilia. They've got the bobbleheads. They've got the, like, Hawaiian shirts. They've got all sorts of different things, like man cave signs, everything. And that includes some Buff stuff, too. For Avs fans, they've got, like, Joe Sakic Stanley Cup bobbleheads. There's some more recent Stanley Cup bobbleheads. There's all sorts of really cool stuff. Get on over to FOCO. And the best part right now is that you can get 10% off your order from FOCO. All you got to do is use the code DNVR at FOCO.com. That's FOCO.com. And finally, we've got to talk about our friends over at Athletic Greens. They've got all sorts of good stuff. They've got the 75 vitamins and minerals in that powder. No, 75 vitamins, separate minerals, adaptogens, whole food source, superfoods. It'll give you energy. It'll help you wake up. It'll do all sorts of good stuff. Like, it's good for your gut health. Just get your hands on some. It starts your day off right. You shake it up in a little bottle and you drink it. It tastes good. It's really good for you. And like I said, 75 vitamins, there's minerals. And if you sign up right now, use the code BUFFS or just go to athleticgreens.com/BUFFS. You can get 5 free travel packs and some immune-supporting vitamin D. So do that. Real quick, DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week. You might not like this one, but I think it's a really good bet. Actually, no, let's change it. You can get even odds on Georgia to miss the college football playoff. I think you should take it. They lose 10 starters from that defense, and the defense is really what carried them. They're going to have good players behind them, but the odds of them getting that much talent again, it's slim, right? Especially because you remember the offense. They lose Amir White at running back. They still got Stetson Bennett at quarterback. They lose George Pickens, who was, he wasn't super involved last year, but still, that's a big loss. I think that I feel pretty confident saying, if you're saying there's a 50-50 chance Georgia makes the college football playoff, I'll say no, it's less than 50-50. I think I really like that bet. So there you go. There is your DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week. All right. Into the special teams here. So, I guess, first of all, we should say, kicker, punter, those ones are pretty obvious at this point. Cole Becker is your kicker. Ashton Logan is your punter. And that is that. I don't even know that they have any others on the roster, which honestly is a little concerning. Unless both those guys can do both, which now that I think of it, I do know Ashton Logan can kick. He is a punter, but he kicked in high school as well. I'd imagine Cole Becker was punting too. So in a pinch, I guess that's the direction you'd go. Not having any depth there is a little weird though. Maybe there's got to be somebody. I must be missing somebody. Because there was like the walk-on, I thought, from Cherry Creek. But that is your kicker. That's your punter. And in theory, that's the way it's supposed to stay for the next like 4 years maybe. 3 years at least, probably 4 years. Yeah, there you go. In terms of returners, that's where things get interesting. You know, you start with Nico Reed probably. He's just the kind of athlete that you want to get the ball in his hands, and so it makes sense using him in a role like this. I think it's probably a good idea too. He's so bursty, he's so shifty. At the very least, I think you'll see him as the kick returner, with the punt return job maybe still up for grabs. So, you know, Chase Penry would also be on that list of potential guys. In terms of receivers, I guess Jalen Jackson would be there. Maurice Bell would be there, but those are both. Maurice for sure is more of a kick return guy. Deion Smith at running back could be a kick return guy, but he probably has a big enough role in this offense that he won't be doing much returning. At least you wouldn't expect him to. Who else could be on that list? You wouldn't see like a Wiggins. Trevor Woods, probably not. Yeah. I mean, Nico Reed's probably your returner, with Chase Penry pushing him for that punt return spot. In terms of the coverage jobs, it'll be interesting to see. I would imagine they'll use Daniel Arias as a special teamer. With him also being an important part of the offense, you could see them holding him back. But I think that this is a team that really needs to get every advantage that they can. And when Daniel Arias is one of the best special teamers in the school's history, you got to keep playing him out there. At least I would think. You know, some similar conversations. I guess Torin Pittman probably not a real part of the defense this year. Like, he has a path for sure, but odds would say probably not. I think you could see him play, kind of be your number two special teamer. You also, who else would you really look to here? Owen Carey, I guess, would probably be a big one. And Oki Salovea, a couple of freshmen. Those are the two freshmen that really stand out. I think that they could be great in those roles. You get into the conversation, like, do you want to burn a redshirt year? And you don't, not for that. But if they also have a piece of the defense or something like that, then it'd be pretty easy to justify. Austin Smith is another one. He'll be one of your big-time special teams players. Maurice Bell, probably. You would assume. Mr. Williams, definitely. Marvin Ham, probably. Alvin Williams. Alvin Williams is right there up at the top. Potentially Jalen Stryker. Probably not Nigel Bethel. Probably not Tyron Taylor, but there's a real chance. So there we go. I guess if we're knocking off the big names, Daniel Arias is going to be a big one. I think Alvin Williams is probably right up there. Torin Pittman is probably... So that's probably your 1, 2, 3. Arias, then Pittman, then Alvin Williams. Those are your three top special teamers, along with all the other guys that I mentioned. That's a short podcast, so I think we're gonna wrap it up there. We're going to be previewing the schedule over the next couple of days, so be on the lookout for that. I'm excited. Hope you are, too.